Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Lebanon is located at the crossroads of the Mediterranean and the Arabian hinterland. It has fostered a rich history and a deep culture. It's been shaped by centuries of religious and ethnic diversity. Civilization took root there 7,000 years ago. It was home to the Phoenicians and was ruled by the Romans. It was the center for Christianity. It was conquered by the Arab Muslims and has been in the center of many modern-day conflicts. So Lebanon has flourished, but has also suffered. And throughout all this, there was art. Texas Public Radio's Jack Morgan is back from a trip to Beirut, and he shares his discoveries about Lebanon and its art. Jack, welcome to The Source.
Thanks, David. How are you doing?
Doing great. Tell me about how did you end up going to Beirut?
A weird thing. I got an email in late January asking me if I'd be interested in going to Beirut to speak to this symposium of arts and culture journalists there. And I was like, really? You know, and it was Kelly Arena from Sam Houston State University at Huntsville. She was, you may remember her as a kind of a gallivanting worldwide reporter for CNN. She was doing that for 25 years. For some reason, my reporting came under her watch, and she was looking for someone who could go over there. She was working with the Samir Kassir Foundation, named for a reporter in Beirut who had been assassinated in a car bomb. But his tenets were very important about a free press, and a foundation was established in his name. And they work with the Global Center for Journalism and Democracy out of the Sam Houston State University to do things, to help put free symposiums and things together to push for a free press in that part of the world.
So what surprised you when you were in Lebanon?
Just about everything. I'd done my research, but it wasn't really there's nothing that could really prepare you for going to Beirut. It's a very unusual place. It's a city about the size of San Antonio, although the skyline is enormous. You know, they're bounded on the west and the north by the Mediterranean Ocean and the mountains to the east. So they've had to grow up. And so you
grow up as in tall.
Tall. 20, 30, 40 story skyscrapers everywhere. And it's a real mix of extreme modernity and really kind of rustic, rough and tumble areas as well.
It's a very modern city.
Yeah, sure. I mean,
I saw the photographs that you posted, and it is beautiful. It's a beautiful city. It used to be called the Paris of the Middle East for many, many years before it became the part of the war-torn Middle East.
Yeah, they you know, they've had wars through the ages, but the couple of most recent were between 1975 and 1990. They had a civil war that was pretty darn debilitating, 15 years of war. And 2006, they had a one-month conflict that some of the folks that I ran into there would kind of dismiss, oh, yeah, the July war, you know, no big deal. You know, whereas I think of a war at all in my town is a huge deal.
And right now, they're still not even able to pull together a actual government. It's they're still working on that. It's still a divided nation. And borders Syria, lots of problems with the Syrian refugees coming across. But still, you were there to report on art, and you've been doing these reports for us here on Texas Public Radio, talking about your discoveries and what you found there. But why do we need to know about art in Lebanon right now?
Well, the Samir Kassir Foundation is aware of the fact that if anything that you see on TV reporting about your nation is, oh, a car bomb went off, or, oh, there's a conflict between these two sets of groups, you need other things to help determine your sense of who you are as a people and where you're going. And one of those things that is missing over there is arts and culture reporting. There's plenty of arts and culture, but they've got so much other news that takes the airwaves that these people don't really have a sense, I don't think, as to who they really are other than a war-torn nation. So that was their objective in having this symposium there. I met a lot of reporters there, listened to some of their stories. And then after the whole convention was done, I went out and kind of hit the streets and met a lot of other people and really found some fascinating folks to talk to.
Right, but for us as listeners of Texas Public Radio, I mean, is there esoteric? Yes, I would like to know about Beirut, but it's also because the impression that some of us have gotten growing up is just it was another bombing. There has been an invasion. There's been this happening, all the bad things.
To a person.
But to gain a greater awareness into depth of culture and the diversity there. That's something that I think absolutely yes, go Jack, go communicate that 100%.
You know, to a person, every single person I had told that I was going to go to Beirut said, "Oh, be careful, well, you know, watch out." It was all caution, and I never felt afraid there for my physical well being, and I met just great people constantly. So I think why it's important is because that is the Western window of the Arab world, essentially. I mean, I think we Americans have, you know, when we think of the Arab world, we think of extremism, Islamofascists, nut jobs, you know, fanatics and things like that. But there's a whole lot more than that going on there.
Right. This is a very secular society here.
Yeah, it is. It's the most secular in the Middle East. And they pride themselves on how they you know, they allow people of all stripes to be there, you know. But I think that's also part of their problem is that, you know, some of the folks who now live there make a lot of trouble for them, you know.
Right. So we're seeing this very modern day tug of war is happening between the religious extremist and the secularist in the Middle East, in an Arab country in the Middle East. And if it's to foster and to grow, then it's probably going to be growing from Lebanon outward.
Right. Sure.
And so and by recognizing their art and their contributions in that area, that's a worthy thing.
Yeah. Lebanon's success is kind of could spread to other places. And it's pretty bizarre. You and I were talking about this earlier that you go around town and I'm sure that I saw at least 100 of the big cranes that are building massive buildings around the town, a place that is so unsettled and so whose future is so uncertain, it seemed really bizarre to see such huge amounts of building going on there because, you know, bankers don't, you know, they don't go on hopes and dreams. They need to have capital secured to where they don't lose money. And so I just wonder what they knew that the rest of us didn't know.
So, I mean, what was the one image that sticks in your mind about Lebanon?
You know, there's a woman. In fact, we've got a bite to play. Nadine Begdash runs an art gallery in the west side of Beirut. And her mother actually got her into promoting Lebanese artists. Let's go here and let's hear from Nadine.
When it was bombing at east, we were working at west. When it was bombing at west, we were trying to do something in the east side of the country. And half of the house, she made it as a gallery. So she had exhibition in her own apartment. And she didn't stop during all the war. And people were coming much more than when when you have peace, because they are much more curious. They need something new, and they need to learn. And they want to defy, in a way, the war. So we come and we stay, we remain, Beirut will remain. For her, it was very important, Beirut, as a center of all the culture and all the mixture of culture.
So as war raged all around her, her parents you know, had an art gallery in her home. And when the home was destroyed, they moved to the art gallery to where they moved to keep on showing Lebanese artists. Now, that's some fortitude. I mean, would we have the fortitude to do that kind of thing? I really don't know, but these folks are really strong of backbone.
So more reporting about your trip to Lebanon and Beirut. What's coming up tomorrow?
Oh, gosh. I don't recall which one. I think it's Gregory Bouchachian and Ari Amaya Ackermans. A couple of really fun, interesting, articulate folks.
All right. So thank you so much, Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio arts and culture reporter. We're going to be right back after this break. Stay tuned.